Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me, short. I'm the captain now.
Three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Touchdown! Vershawn Jackson, number 34, gets the touchdown.
Terrell Farley.
Defending Terrell Farley.
Who last week in his first start was a holy terror. Number 43.
And Jake Bakovin.
I've talked to a few cats. They said that Bak got some game, man.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Powered by Bauer. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
Yeah, the fastest 2 hours in radio today here, right here at 66 and 6601 O Street.
Pioneers Boulevard.
Yeah. Man. We over here at Cedars for the kids today. Oh, it's official Give to Lincoln Day, and Cedars need your support. Go to givetolincoln.com to make your donations anytime today.
Yeah, it's a big day out today. We're out here from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're excited to be here, and what better cause can you have to help in local kids? And that's what Cedars is all about. Cedars relies on gifts from friends like you to help them in their mission to help kids find safety and stability and a safe place to call home to help them help more kids. Go to givetolincoln.com. We're going to be plugging that all day. Givetolincoln.com to make your donation anytime between now and May 24th. If you come out here whenever you're going to write a check, you have to write it to Lincoln Community Foundation. So just know if it's going to be a check that you are donating. Lincoln Community Foundation is where we write the checks to. But if you do come out here and join us at 66 and Pioneers at Cedars, we've got a couple guests moving around. We'll have them in and out throughout the show. We've got Ricky Simmons next to us here, so we'll get to him here in a second. Excited for that. We've also got a few different things to try to get you out here. We got ticket t-shirts. If you give a donation, you can get one of those if you come out live and give a donation. If you do it online, let us know on the text line, and we will we'll organize to give you a t-shirt as well. There's a Will Shields signed jersey, one of the greatest Kansas City Chiefs to ever do it, one of the greatest Nebraska Huskers to ever do it as well. A drawing that you can enter. We will give that jersey away at 6 o'clock. 6 p.m. Like I said, we're out here from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., so that's kind of the grand finale. So that's what we're doing today. We're excited about it. Cedars, like I said, and not much better organizations out there. You talk about, I always kind of think about, being on the good side. And I know Ricky Simmons is a big part of that, trying to do good, get your happy on as he does every Sunday, as he does every day. But helping local kids in your community, what better way to do it than that?
That's his radio name now.
Yeah,
Mr. Get Your Happy On.
That's right.
Joe Happy On.
How you doing today, Ricky?
I'm doing great, man. I just want to say thank you guys for giving me this opportunity to be on the show with you. I really, really am honored to be a part of what you're doing here, because helping out the youth here at Cedars is something that's very important to me, and it's just important, period. So I'm honored to be a small part of this, man.
Me too, man. Terrell love the kids. I'm like, I love the kids. You know, if you're driving down 6601 Pioneer Boulevard, honk your horn, man. Show us some love out here.
Man, if y'all ain't honking your horns, man, we got problems. Come on, honk your horn.
Stop by, meet Bak, meet Ricky Simmons, meet Mark, meet BP. Come make a donation for these kids, man, because everybody needs some love in their life.
Absolutely.
That's right. And there's a dog out here, and everybody loves dogs. So
and you want to meet
Cedar a dog
shirt.
As well. Yeah, he's got a Cedar shirt on, doesn't he?
What? So. I see y'all doing big things at Cedar. We got a mascot here, man.
Yeah, we'll have to get to – I love dogs. We'll have to get to know him in a little bit. Maybe him or her. I don't know. So,
so yesterday we got a commit from,
yes.
From a lineman from – Way from BYU?
Utah. Yeah.
Utah.
Right region.
Big kid, young, not really expecting to play this year. It helps us stockpile some younger kids and get them ready as the year go on. I'm liking the recruitment of the linemen at a young age right now for the Huskers. It's a building block for them. It gives them a chance to learn from Coach Riola, learn from the older guys, and it also gives us depth.
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of think of this along the lines of Jacob Hood, the Georgia transfer coming in. Maybe, you know, a big body. Jacob Hood, 6'8". Tyler Neck, 6'7", 300-pounder. That, you know, as offensive linemen, we've seen it here at Nebraska, and maybe this has stunted the development. It's been argued is that you've had to throw true freshmen into the fire, maybe even redshirt freshmen. Usually it takes a while to get your body kind of ready to go up against the guys on the defensive line in the Big Ten that have been preparing their body for years to pass rush or to, you know, it's tough to move those guys around. So I think it's good. We talk about the portal often as kind of patching up what you need to as far as starters, but it also is the case in depth. I mean, I'm excited to see. I kind of think of that with Kane Williams last year, kind of see what he becomes. He was a guy that was added for down the line. That's not necessarily right away. Now, all that being said, you know, who knows? You bring him in, maybe he can fight for some playing time this year. They do have, you know, he's that offensive tackle. They've not been great at offensive tackle the last couple of years, so it's somewhat of an opening there. But it's great. He's felt, he kind of said in his commitment, he felt right away, you know, like family, like he was welcome. And also, it's just kind of interesting. Nebraska, I don't know how many times this has happened, but I'm sure it does. Maybe he just felt like it's not the right fit. I know sometimes these guys get tags of, okay, well, he didn't stick around his first place too far, too long. You know, what tells you he's going to stick around here for too long? Sometimes when you're a kid, you make your initial spot, it looks good. You get there, you kind of go throughout the year, and it just isn't home. And so as much as people don't like the free transfer rule, I think especially for true freshmen that go in, a guy like this that didn't, you know, it wasn't playing time, he didn't play, I think that's a good opening for you know, a kid that, you know, there's something to be said about fighting through that first year and sticking through it and all that, but sometimes it's just not a fit. And so he's looking for a new fit with Nebraska, and Matt Rhule bringing him in. Again, the only question that still remains is who's the 85 on scholarship, because we'll kind of have to see how that plays out when the rosters get released once again. But I think it's a great addition for Nebraska.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I just need Nebraska to win.
There you go.
I mean, I'm not really big on all the other stuff. At the end of the day, Nebraska's about winning. And that's what I remember. That's what has always been. And I just want to see us get back to that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, you know, the whole state kind of – the self-esteem of the state, it kind of rides on wins and losses with Nebraska, you know.
Yeah.
And it's been that way ever since I came here. So I understand it. I just want to see us get back to it. I know the transfer portal makes things a little different for everybody. I get that. But still, at the end of the day, it's about wins.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Like I say, I don't care about the new facility you build.
Yeah.
It can cost $1 billion. But if you don't get a W on the field,
right,
then you attract kids who just want to come play at a D1 school. And it's a whole – it's 120 or some of them that's here. So you want to come compete and you want to be the best and you want to win. And that would attract guys like me, you – the Rosiers, the other kids that's from, even the kids from in-state, that would attract kids to stay here if to win.
Well, you know, the one thing I would like to say to the players that are currently on the team is, I know they don't see it right this second, but see, Terrell, I'm speaking about you and myself, we have the ability to have hindsight.
Yeah.
And they don't.
Yeah.
You know, they don't understand sometimes that this football career in college, even though it's only 4 or 5 seasons,
it's gonna stay with you forever. I mean, when they said once a Husker, always a Husker, I didn't really understand it when I was in college. Mm-hmm. But the older I get, the more it makes sense to me. Yeah. So, I mean, when you guys are going out there to play this coming year and the next few years, hey, man, I'm going to be honest with you. They're going to mark you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
For life, and people are going to know you by your records.
Yeah.
So go out there and get you some wins. However you have to do it, make sure that you give it your all, because when it's over, it's over.
Yeah, you're right. Now, Ricky, it's one thing I wanted to – I'm glad you're here today, because I've been thinking about this a lot. You know, you're a Texas guy.
Absolutely.
Rule coached at Baylor, and it looks like we're got a pipeline that's coming through Texas.
Oh,
now,
thanks for the honk now, there.
Don't now, my thing is, do you put – you don't – Well, let me see how I'm saying. Do you put so much trust in Texas that you forget about the other states, the other kids that you might not, you know, that you might forget about,
but
they're on radar?
No, you know what? What you do is you remember one thing. Nebraska, especially Nebraska athletes, they have a whole different mindset. When they grow up here and they've heard all the stories, They have something to live up to.
Yeah.
A lot of the guys you may get from my state, which is Texas, or your state is Georgia, those guys, they got other things to look at.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to try to get as many in-state guys as you can, because those guys, and I'm speaking from experience now, some of those walk-ons that was from Nebraska, man, you didn't want to see them on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Oh, no, they go hard.
Yeah, because they're trying to make a point. Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, we just try to get through to the game Saturday.
Yeah.
But those guys are earning positions on Tuesdays and Wednesdays when we would have those really hard practices.
Oh, that's the guys you got to watch out when you're doing form tackling drills.
Oh, yeah. They'll run through you.
I don't even be strapped up. I'm still running on the field, man. And a guy knocked my helmet and shoulder pads off my senior year. Oh, I got him, but you know.
You got him back.
Yeah.
But you know,
in a bad way.
But you know, the thing is, though, man, I just think people from in-state need to be at least recognized. Because I think that sometimes they're overlooked, and some of those guys got hearts of gold, and they have a standard that they live by that is second to none.
Yeah, absolutely. And Nebraska's been doing a good job on in-state recruiting. Of course, Daniel Kalen, the Bellevue West quarterback, just flipped from Missouri to Nebraska, and hopefully he can bring a couple of those Bellevue West buddies along, because they've got some talent out there. And the talent in the state is rising. So I think, you know, we always talk about that mix of ingredients that you're kind of talking about,
because
you can't do it just with Nebraska kids. You can't do it just from out-of-state kids. But I do think, you know, over the last couple of years, it feels like you can add a little bit more of the Nebraska kid ingredient into the mix.
So. Oh, yeah. If I was Coach Rule, I'd take the whole top 10.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
You don't need to let anybody, the top 10 players in Nebraska, leave out of state. That should be my goal every year, to at least get 9 out of 10 of them. You know,
exactly.
I mean, I don't want to lose not one of them, but the talent in Nebraska is coming. It's not only just linemen now or just D linemen. I mean, they got skill position now. They got receivers. They got quarterbacks.
Oh, absolutely.
They got linebackers. They got kickers. They got – Nebraska has every opportunity to pull every in-state kid that they need to pull, from not letting them get away from anybody else.
Well, you know, I'll say this, man. You know, I think about people like – and this is going to date me a little bit, but it's for a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Remington.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dean Steinkuhler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, man, the list goes on and on and on. I mean – those guys were all up front, and I don't care how good Rozier, Fryer, myself, or what, it doesn't matter. If we can't block nobody, offense is stalled.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I like the fact that you get the guys from in-state.
Yeah.
That's hungry. You know, and if you just really want to win, that's what we're looking for.
Yeah. But we don't need to – we need to, you know, like you said, them names right there. The kids need to know them guys like Remington.
Oh, absolutely.
Will Shields. They need to know those guys instead of who?
Yeah.
Huh? Who
yeah.
is that guy right there?
Yeah.
Right. That's a legend right there.
Yeah.
See, we got to bring that back to these kids. Once they install the winning and knowing the things that we did, what it took for us to win, staying here for the summer, just, you know, not going home.
Right,
spending
right.
your – you know, these guys don't know what it takes to spend – Christmas with your friends, New Year's with your buddies.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? These guys get New Year's at home for the last 7 years.
Well, see, you got to start winning just to even be here during that time.
Yeah.
Because the bowl game, you're talking bowl games
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
You know, so you gotta win to get to a bowl.
You know, they don't know what it feels to lose all your bowl money. Some people do.
That's funny.
Too, I wanted to ask you, Ricky, because, you know, again, we want to promote your show, Get Your Happy On, excellent show on Sundays, and you've been doing that strong now for a while, but it's not so much sports-centric, so when I join you, then I don't ask you too much about sports, but I did want to ask you kind of what you've seen over the last couple of years. You know, it's fun to kind of ask everybody that's been through it that was with the winning program at Nebraska when they were compared to kind of what's happened. What do you think is the biggest difference? And can Matt Rhule fix that?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, I hate to say it like this because it's kind of like I'm giving them an excuse, but I'm going to be real honest with you. I love Coach Osborne.
Mm-hmm.
That's well documented. But what I will tell you is this. Come game day, I never saw Coach Osborne in the huddle. So he was always on the sideline, which we needed that. Don't misunderstand me, but what I'm getting to is they put 11 people out here, you put 11 people out there. It's man on man. Everybody get their man. And we would tell Rozier, hey, man, look, we got 10 of them. You got to get one of them. And he would look at us and say, I got it. And once he say that, we go to work. So what I'm trying to say is, I want the players to take the responsibility, too. I don't want to put it all on just Matt Rhule. I mean, I'm not doubting that he's a good coach, and I'm not doubting that he will have success. I'm saying the players got to take ownership as well. You got to go out there with a mentality to where we're just not going to lose today.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not going to be my man to make the play. And if everybody takes that mentality, I just think that that's a winning formula.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one, Ricky, because I think that too many coaches take the heat. And sometimes it's the players' fault. Like, like for instance, last year, man, I can't remember. I know what game, but Wisconsin game, we let the back slip out of the backfield. People blame that on the coaches. You don't blame that type of stuff on the coaches because it's crunch time, and that guy automatically knows what man he has. And for him to let the back slip out of the backfield, that's on the player, and the player needs to take that accountability and stop putting the pressure on the coaches and so we can write the check for somebody else.
Right. I agree. I just think that, you know, the coaches, yes, they get you ready all week.
Yeah, all
but
week.
But come Saturday, they done their part.
Yeah.
It's time for you to do your part.
Yeah, that's the thing. Once they say run it again,
run it again. Oh, man.
That's what you got the scout team out there for.
You know,
you get preparation for these guys not to let these things happen.
Right.
I think it's lack of concentration. You know, like I say, players need to pay attention. They need to be aware of stuff. You need to know your down and distance. You need to know what end zone you're defending, what man you got, what play they running, what's everybody else's direction, where they going.
Yeah, you know, it's a different time now, I understand, because, like, you know, I used to have an issue with all the loud music at practice.
Mm-hmm.
I understood it on away games because of crowd noise. I didn't quite get it for home games, but, you know, that's just a different topic altogether. I just think concentration is very important, and it's for me. Now, maybe it's different for the athlete today, but for me, I would have rather had it a little quieter so that I could pay attention to what I'm doing during practice.
All right. What we got there, Bob?
Well, we are live at Cedars. We're about up against it, so we better take a break. The captain is in the building, so he will be joining us.
The captain is in the building.
That's right. He will be joining us just around the corner. It's officially Give to Lincoln Day. We're at Cedars, and we need your support. We want to emphasize any amount matters. So, you know, we've got donations here from, $100 anonymously, or Susan. Kenneth gave $300 down to $10, thanks to Marilyn, $25. From Levon. So we continue to get these donations. It's a great cause, helping kids in this area, in your local community. We'll be doing it all day long. Once again, the captain is in the building. He will be on the other side of the break. We'll be right back here from Cedars here on 93.7 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.